Pasta House, and adults will receive a unique baseball tote. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hey fans, this is Jed Jerko.
Here's a swing and a ground ball, backhanded by Jerko. He straightens and throws out Hap, who runs well.
On Sunday, July 15th, we play the Cincinnati Reds. That day, 30,000 fans 16 and older will take home a unique Cardinals tote bag that highlights baseball stitches. It's a bag for any occasion. That's Sunday, July 15th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotion.
Fine play by Jerko, and I'll put a star on that one.
There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Doug Vaughn here with a word about a St. Louis institution, Ragazzi's. Ragazzi's is the oldest restaurant on the hill and is your home of the frozen fish bowl and handmade toasted ravioli. The pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily, and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
We love our diehard barbecue enthusiasts. Any season, weather doesn't matter, they're barbecuing. But that's not for everyone. Summer in St. Louis can be hot and sometimes uncomfortable, but don't let that ruin the opportunity to have a great party. Let the Corner Butcher bring the barbecue to you. We cater to any size gathering, and the fact that we have our own butcher shop allows us to have a variety of offerings. Salads, appetizers, beef, pork, chicken, or desserts. At the Corner Butcher, we can do it all. We work hard to make your event a reflection of you without the hassle and stress of doing it all yourself. Check us out at thecornerbutcher.com. The Corner Butcher, proud to be your neighborhood shop.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you self-employed or an independent contractor? With our new bank statement mortgage, we no longer need tax returns, pay stubs, or 1099s. I qualify you with the deposits into your bank account. TheBankStatementMortgage.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Get hot there. Welcome back, everybody.
Why did you drop the level like that?
Because I thought you were going to start talking.
But was I talking?
No, you weren't.
Yeah, okay, it sounded weird. Bring it back up.
You'll learn. See, now you're looking at your phone.
Yeah, my phone's ringing, and I don't know why anybody would call me. Well, don't know I work. I don't know. Some number I don't know. They call me and... Yeah. I'm working, but not everybody knows that you work, because at my age, I'm supposed to be retired. I was supposed to be retired like 10 years ago, but that hasn't happened.
Is the music
yet.
Too loud?
You should not ask us. You should know.
It is too loud. I know it is.
Not right now, it's not. Absolutely not. See, you still haven't gotten the hang of this levels thing. You will. And if you don't...
Like Dan, Kramer.
Dan knows who to call. We got a couple of people lined up.
Oh.
Just waiting, chomping at the bit. We know that the expression is supposed to be champing at the bit, but nobody says that for your job. It is my great pleasure to talk about where I go to the dentist, and then it's going to be your great pleasure to get to talk to Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman's an attorney This, by the way, is where you take the music. Just don't keep playing it the whole hour. Scott's an attorney, and he's more than happy to help you and give you some advice. He, without naming names, I know for a fact that he's helping somebody who I know, who had a developer decide to just take out a bunch of trees behind this guy's house, and now the guy's backyard, which was a nice pond with goldfish and a pretty setting, is nothing but a mud pit, and this guy is beside himself, as he should be. So Scott sent him to the right person who's going to make that guy pay dearly for what he did to somebody else's property. It could be a property issue. It could be something about divorce or child support or alimony. It could be work-related. It could be all kinds of things. If it's legal or might be legal, you would be smart to get some initial advice that's not going to cost you anything. So I'm going to give you the numbers, and those of you who are really smart will call right now while I talk about Ballast Dental Care. Then you're on the screen and ready to go. 314-821-0590, because we are 590 Defense, so 314-821-0590. There's another number, 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Now, a little later on as we get into this, if it's busy, when you hear a caller hang up, that means the line's open. Jump on the phone and call one of those numbers. If it's busy, then call the other number. See, they're lighting up now. People are starting to catch on. One more time, then I'll do some Ballast Dental Care, and then we're off and running. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I'm actually going in there about every 10 days for a while, because I had to call it a retainer is not really right, because people think of a retainer as that horrible metal thing. It's actually a mold that they made of my teeth, and then they adjust it because I got a couple of bottom teeth that all of a sudden, after this long life of fairly straight teeth, have decided they want to take a walk, an adventure, and step out from the other teeth, and we're going to push them right back in place. So I go in there about every week to 10 days. It's only been a couple of weeks, and they can, I don't know how they do this, they can adjust this little plastic thing. And as the tooth goes back, then they push it a little more pressure, so it'll go back a little more. And so that's why I will be at Ballast Dental Care for a month or two, about every week or 10 days, as opposed to the twice a year, you know, normal visits. Now, let me just say this to everybody listening, because every single person listening is a potential Ballast Dental Care patient. Unless you don't have teeth, if you have no teeth, well, you still could be. Maybe you'd like to get some teeth. I actually think, you ever seen the old people don't have teeth, and they're just kind of, they've adjusted to it? You know, like, you know what I'm talking about? They just gum things. Gabby hate. Yeah. They're okay with it. And I guess their gums have gotten so tough, it's like if you don't wear shoes, you go barefoot, your feet get real tough. I guess there are a handful of people who don't, if you offered them free teeth, they'd go, "Nah, you thanks, I'm used to this." But most of us like teeth, like having teeth. So I'm talking to pretty much every one of you when I say, I don't care if you haven't been to the dentist for 20 years or you were at a dentist 6 months ago. If you will make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, you will send me a thank you email, because that dental clinic you used to go to that you thought was pretty good, it was okay. You actually kind of liked it. No, not even close. You'll see. Equipment's the same. Spit sink is the same. Suction hanging in your mouth, it's the same. It's nitrous. It's all the same. What's not the same is the people at Ballast Dental Care who will put an end to this anxiety and being afraid to go to the dentist. If that sounds good, then go to this website, ballastdentalcare.com. Oh, look at those falls. See, they're catching on now. This
on this side of the law, on that side of the
it's called
law.
Harmony.
Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Oh, yes, Scott Sherman is with us. He's brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. I like pizza. I never tasted pizza till I was 15. They didn't have pizza in the South when I lived there. We moved up here, and somebody said, let's have some pizza. And I actually said, what's that? In a Southern hick voice, what's that? And, of course, everybody laughed. They couldn't believe that this hick didn't know what pizza was. Well, now I do. And now I know good pizza from bad pizza. And I'm going to tell you something. Peroni's is good pizza. It's really good pizza. But so is everything else they serve. You get a little sample of all that every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. because they have an all-you-can-eat buffet. And on Fridays, which would be tomorrow, it includes their world-famous chicken wings. They have two locations, St. Peter's and Florissant. P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S. Peroni'sPizza.com if you want more information. Please give it up for attorney-at-law Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Frank.
It's going to be a good day. I can sense it.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
They're lined up. Let's go. Let me see who's been holding the longest, and I believe that would be Priscilla. I like that name. Priscilla, welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. Hello, everybody.
Hello,
Thanks
Priscilla.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
hey.
You. What do you got?
I have a question. Well, chances are, Scott, you've answered this before, but it never pertained to me, so here goes. So my son just bought a house, and he has a detached two-car garage. And yes, the neighbor has a giant tree with a giant limb that is touching my son's garage roof.
Cut it off.
Does my son cut it off, or do we ask the neighbors
no.
to cut it off?
Well, you can ask them first. Scott, hang on, Scott. You'll get your turn. Here, I'm pretending to be an attorney, and then Scott will take it. The first thing I do is ask them politely to cut it, but if they don't, then you cut it off. There's not a thing they can do about it. Scott, it's all yours.
That is right down the middle and over the wall. Home run. In between that, if they say, we're not going to do that, say, well, I'm just going to let you know, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it such that it is safe for my son's garage and their boundary of their property. Thank you for welcoming us to your neighborhood with your horrible, dangerous
Priscilla,
tree.
Take two or three pictures of it before you cut it, though. Okay?
That's a great solution, guys. Another really quick question. So what if what if we have to bring tree-cutting equipment or a service onto their property to do it? We probably wouldn't have to do that, though, would we?
You wouldn't have the right to go onto their property to do it. The only chance you might have to do that is if you brought an arborist out and the arborist said, that tree needs to come down because it is dangerous. Then I would give the owner of that tree the opportunity to take it down before you or your son took it down.
Okay. So if my son, we're going to ask him to take it down politely, and if he does it, we'll say, okay, we'll take it down. And then he doesn't have any legal recourse against my son for taking the limb down, does he?
Not the part that's hanging over the garage, because here's the deal. It's a liability that your neighbor has, and if that thing fell and damaged property or somebody, your neighbor could be in some huge trouble, and your neighbor needs to know that. Your neighbor should want to have it trimmed up and cut.
Right.
And the encroachment of that limb onto your son's property is really a trespass by the neighbor. So the neighbor is in the wrong when it comes to that which is over the property line on your son's side.
The trunk can be in the neighbor's yard, but the limb comes into your yard, now it's your limb now.
And it's actually kind of laying on my son's garage roof.
And I would use professionals because you don't want your son to get hurt. And then while they're there, say, hey, any of you guys arborist? Why don't you take a look at that tree and see if it's healthy or not? The trunk.
Okay.
But please take pictures of it and
document
it. Really
this.
Important.
And then when you're done, bake a pie, like a reverse neighborhood, and then put one of the sticks in the middle of the pie and give it to the neighbor so they choke on it.
Hey, Priscilla.
That is a great idea.
Priscilla. I was kidding, but yes. It is.
Priscilla, how old are you?
Your favorite age.
How old is that?
How about that? Whatever you want it to
be. No, how old are you?
I just want to know. You guys are indeed the problem solvers.
Well, no, we're not problem solvers. That's another segment. Priscilla, how old are you? You can lie. I won't know.
Okay, 42.
Favorite age.
I knew it.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Okay. Sounds 30.
Isn't it interesting, though, that this comes up a lot, this tree thing, branches hanging in my yard? Folks, if something is hanging over your property, you can do whatever. You can cut it right all the way to their property line. There's not a thing they can do about it.
That is correct.
That's it. It's that simple. All right, let's go to Jim. Velvet. Velvet. Wow, there's a nice name. Velvet, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman, and hello to the rest of the team. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Velvet. What do you got?
I have a I am a loyal listener. I have an amazing 2017 Stingray that I got from my boyfriend got for me at Johnny Lawnup back in March. And Scott, I had the car 4 days. Was driving home, was less than 2 miles from work, and it had been raining, and a truck towing a paint trailer slid into the back of my car.
No, my brand new.
Over $12,000 damage, and the car only had 161 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was without the car for 8 weeks because it did such damage. It didn't dent the frame, so it wasn't enough to total out the car.
Right.
But they had to order in a new rear end, the whole plastic floor and everything from GM.
No, that's a big deal. That's a lot of damage. That's a lot of damage. So what's your question for Scott?
So, Scott, we've gotten an appraisal, and they tell us the car that was stickered at 78 is only worth $42,000. Is there any way we can legally recoup
yes.
that loss of value?
Yes. Diminished value claim, it's called. And few people, you realize how I'm practically a lawyer now, thanks to you, Scott.
I think you're better than
Velvet, that. There's a thing called a diminished value claim. And you file that claim. And what that is what you just said. It's for you to make up the difference in what that car should be worth and what it is worth because of the, it's one thing to fix the damage. Okay. That they'll pay that. And I got news for
right.
you. They'll pay the difference between what that car would be worth unwrecked and what it's worth now. They will. But you gotta let them know that you know what a diminished value claim is, and that's you want somebody, an appraiser, a diminished value appraiser, to come out and nail that amount and get you a check. Scott, it's all yours.
Has been the law since 1977 in Missouri, and he's absolutely right. The diminished value would be the value of that car the moment before they struck it, and the moment that you got it back from being fixed. There is, and especially with Carfax.
Thank you, Carfax.
And
yay, love Carfax.
And all of the KBB and all of these appraisal sites, the things that happen to cars, even if you are just missing the standard oil changes and tune-ups, will diminish the value. So a wreck that's fixed will certainly do that. You're entitled to that. And you need to get not just the appraisal on what it's worth, because when you drive a car off the lot, a new car, it diminishes the value. We're talking about the difference between that car the moment before it got hit and the moment after you got it back that it was struck. There's a diminished value there. It might not be 40 grand, but it's there. In addition to that, you were without the car for how long, Velvet? 8 weeks?
Yes.
Did they compensate you in terms of putting you into a rental? Did they give you a vet to drive around in?
No, told me since I didn't have rental on my insurance.
No.
I'm talking about the...
No. This is on them, not you. This is on the insurance company of this truck that hit you.
You did. Did you make a claim against them, the one that hit you, or did they drive off?
No, I made a claim against them.
Okay.
I filed through my insurance company.
Oh, so yours.
First.
Okay, good. Don't sign anything, because I don't want you to lose these rights. In addition, you're entitled to being without this car. Compensation for loss of use, it's called. And I don't know what the per diem is, but you could probably find out from Lawnduff on what it's like to rent or how much it would be to rent that Stingray per day for 8 weeks. I think you're entitled to that also. So, loss of use, being without your Corvette for 2 months, and the diminished value, the value of that car right before the paint truck smashed into it and the time that you got it back. Those two values are very important. And in this particular instance, I think quite expensive, and you need to hold their feet to the fire.
And Velva, here's the good news for you. This is a reputable actual company truck. right? This is not some one guy with a sign. This is a company.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It was a corporate truck.
Okay. You're in real good shape here. As long as you let them know that you know your rights. And this is not anything unreasonable. You have the right to the difference in that car's value then and now, and you have the right to compensation for whatever you needed. Is the car done? Is it finished? Is it fixed?
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, you know how it feels, Frank. You're just so happy to have it back, and it's just heartbreaking.
Well, it won't be heartbreaking when you get that check. And listen, what'd you do for a car for the 8 weeks? What did you do?
I have a Honda CRV, so I just drove my other car.
Okay, in hindsight, next time this happens, immediately tell them you want a new car, a nice car to drive for as long as it takes. You shouldn't have to drive beater car.
Absolutely. And now it's time to get them back at the per diem, which you could get a quote from any rental place or even ask Londa, how much would it be per day to rent that 2017 Stingray, and you're entitled to that.
Even after the fact, when she didn't
rent
one?
Because she was deprived of the use of her vehicle. That's the loss of use.
Okay, but they may not do the value of a vet. They a reasonable rental car.
Usually about $30 a day is a reasonable per diem. I try $50 a day. This is a big, giant trucking firm with huge multi-million dollars of insurance, and they screwed up her car in addition to the diminished value.
So start
about $50 a day times 60 days and the diminished value. But you got to get a real number, because I'm not so sure that the sticker price minus what it'd be valued at now, the 42, I don't know that $26,000-$27,000 is going to fly. I think that you could get a number to say, what would somebody have paid you for it not smashed and fixed? What would somebody pay for it now that you just got it back with the same mileage on it, smashed and fixed?
And you'll get a check for that. It may be $15,000 or $18,000 or something, but you got that coming.
Yep.
And you'll get it.
And if you need a case to back you up, send me an email. I'll send you a copy of the case from 1977. John Oliver Trucking.
Thank you.
Velvet, do you have Scott's email address?
I certainly do.
What is it?
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
There you go. Good for you. Listen, Velvet, absolutely please follow up on this. I went through this less than 2 years ago, and I will tell you that I was not myself real familiar with diminished value until somebody put a bug in my ear and said, hey, this is a really nice car, and the value has now been diminished because of this accident, and I got a really nice check and would never have known to put the squeeze on the other guy's insurance company if somebody hadn't told me I had that. And once they knew that I knew about it, yeah, it didn't take long at all. They were happy to write the check.
And they'll trip over themselves because Velvet wasn't hurt also.
And here's the other thing, Velvet. You're not hurt, are you?
Well, yeah, I was. So I do have an attorney that was handling the personal injury side, but he said he has nothing to do with diminished value.
That's true. We're talking two different things. Forget the diminished value. I'm talking about did this truck hit you in the rear and did $12,000 worth of damage hitting you from behind? Were you sitting still?
Yes, I was stopped. I was about car number 18 in the line, stopped at the light.
Okay, but did he hit you first?
Yes.
Okay. You got hit hard at $12,000. How long ago was this?
Yes.
How long ago was this?
The end of March.
Okay. You have no idea whether you're hurt or not. So don't sign. Like Scott said, anything.
And since she does have an injury lawyer for her injuries, run whatever paperwork or anything that they may offer you on this diminished value by your lawyer so they can take a look at that so you don't sign something away. I don't want you to sign away your rights to your injury case. They're two different specific things. But sometimes, and it's not often, but sometimes you'll have a release that is sent to someone and they sign away their rights to something they didn't intend.
And they don't even know that's what they're signing.
Definitely discuss this, negotiate it, and since your other lawyer doesn't want you to be bothered with this, do it yourself. If you need a little help, I'll send you the supporting documents to make the argument. But if it's time to settle and they offer you something, run any paperwork by that lawyer before you sign.
And Vel, my other suggestion is don't be a faker. Don't be a liar. No. Don't commit fraud. Don't act like you're hurt if you're not hurt. But also, don't assume that you're okay, because there are a lot of back injuries and spinal injuries that don't manifest themselves for a while in some sort of pain. But if you know you're fine and you got checked out and you had x-rays, okay, good for you. Don't fake it. But this other thing, diminished value, that's yours. You got that coming. Okay?
Guys, thank you very much for taking my call today.
All right, Velvet. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Wow.
On the injury stuff, I always tell my clients two things. One, don't be a hero. This is not the time to be the stiff upper lip and tough it out. Like you said, you know, fake
it.
Just say what happened.
I was in real quickly because I want to get these other people. By the way, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. I was in a pretty bad wreck a year ago, November of 16, and hit really hard. Three reconstructions. They say the guy on the motorcycle was doing it easily 90 to 100, and he hit me. Like a herniated disc out of the deal. The guy in the car with me was actually hit harder. He was on the side the motorcycle hit. Former paratrooper, Army, tough guy, competition shooter. I'm fine, he said. To this day, he has never gone. It knocked him out. It hit us so hard. It knocked him unconscious. Okay?
Yep.
And he's not a young guy. And his arm has bothered him, and I kept saying, no, he wouldn't do it. That is a mistake.
Yep.
That's just a mistake.
It's a huge mistake. And the second thing I tell people is,
now, he's a great guy,
but he
just didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Most people are like that. And the second thing I tell people is, let the medical lead the legal. The legal will follow the medical. You go to the doctors and just do what your doctor says, like you would if you got hurt any other way. There's no reason to either exaggerate or downplay an injury if you're hurt. And there's no reason when your doctor tells you or has a treatment course to do it any other way than they say. And then in an injury case, you just let the legal follow the medical. It's simple. There's no trick to this, and there's no like science other than the medical science.
One other little piece of advice for people who've never been in a significant accident, and a lot of people haven't, so they don't know what to do. It's kind of like not knowing what to do if you're pulled over for drunk driving. Do I take the breathalyzer? Do I refuse it? If you're in a wreck, my goodness, this is important. Don't say anything that has anything to do with whose fault it was or wasn't, and don't make a statement like, oh, I'm not hurt, or just don't, okay? I've had two herniated discs in my life, and each time I had no clue I had them till about 10 days after the accident. In each case, I felt fine. And then about 10 days later, when that thing had time to bulge, holy cow, did it hurt. So don't say anything except, as Jack Webb used to say in Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am.
And if they offer you an ambulance, take it.
Take it.
Because
it's on the other guy's dime anyway.
It. That's the best way to get better faster. Because if you go home and you fall out of bed or your leg goes out, guess what they're going to say caused your herniated disc then?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, thank you for holding. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman and Frank and the gang.
Andrew.
And the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, Frank, this one might stick in your craw. I was on I worked for a delivery company, and I was going east on Delmar, and I have blind spot mirrors on both sides of my car.
Okay.
By the time I switched lanes, this motorcycle, I don't know where he came from, he must have been doing about 90 miles an hour, so I had to swerve back into my lane. So now I'm in the right lane. He pulls up next to me in the left lane and motions like he's got a gun on his hip.
Okay.
On the right side of his hip.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this is great. So he gets behind me and proceeds to follow me on my route. So I got a couple houses down from where I was supposed to go, and I just shut my car off, locked the doors, and ran about three houses away. I was unarmed at the time.
Okay.
Not that I wanted to get into a gunfight. So I wound up getting the guy's plate number. Oh, and by the way, after he started following me, I am now recording this on my phone.
Ah, good.
Yes. So he follows me. He gets off his bike, yells something that I could not make out. He had his helmet still on. And so he proceeds to tear the passenger side mirror off my car.
Okay.
In frustration. And then he gets on his bike. And then as he's driving away, I get the plate number. And so I call the police. They come out and give a report. Are they going to be able to find this guy? Because the officer's like, well, if he's not registered owner, you know, this and that.
Well, they may be able to find him. The tough thing is proving that he tore your mirror off. You may have him on video motioning at you, pointing to what might be a gun. But do you have him on video taking your mirror off?
I believe I do. I looked at it the other night. I'd have to go back.
Well, if you've got you've got everything. As far as finding the guy, unless he's driving a stolen motorcycle, I would assume the plates are his. Scott, what do you think? I think the video is everything.
It is, and the fact that you got the plate is huge. I mean, between Tim and I, we could find out.
By the way, he's gonna claim my screen went out. Where's my screen? But by the way,
you've got a bunch of charges that this guy's looking at.
This guy's gonna claim that you almost hit him. Okay, he's going to twist this to say the reason he was upset is because you were reckless. That's what he's going to do. Even though you said he came up so fast in your blind spot, you didn't have time to see him. He's going to go, well, you shouldn't have turned if you didn't know who was coming. That's your first problem, is he's going to say it was your fault. But that doesn't excuse taking the mirror off. Even if that's the case, that's property damage, road rage. He's still going to be in some trouble. Go ahead, Scott.
Andrew, did you ever see a gun, or did he just sort of act as though he had one?
He did not brandish a weapon.
So what you have is, they didn't see the careless and imprudent driving, but you got malicious destruction of property. And did you guys get an estimate of what it is to fix that mirror? How much is it?
I have not.
It's going to be more than $500, probably.
Yeah, it could be. Yes,
it's going to be right around felony, malicious destruction of property, and a good street cop knows how to throw the book at somebody on some of these things. The key element here is: do you have a clear picture of that Missouri plate for that? I have some vision that this is a crotch rocket, that he's in some kind of Evel Knievel helmet, and you
can't see, and
it's some, you know, younger guy who's nuts on a crotch rocket.
Now, see, you said Missouri plate. It might not have been a Missouri plate on
a
motorcycle.
I'm making all kinds of assumptions here. Was it a Missouri plate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why don't you email me the screenshot of the plate? I'm not gonna volunteer Tim to do any research either. But if you want to pay Tim, I'm sure he would find the guy too. It's not going to be that difficult, and
it's going to be easy to find this guy. It is, and a letter from an attorney.
And I just don't like that you got out of the truck. I wish you would have called 911 while you were driving and reported it as it was happening. I know that's hindsight, but you know, if your delivery route is on East Delmar, is this in U City or the city? What part of Delmar were you at?
Right at U City.
Yeah,
Clayton's border.
U City's great. Just call them. They'll jump out and be there in a minute. Their police station is off Delmar.
I'm tempted, Monday morning quarterback here. I'm tempted to say, Andrew, why didn't you stay in the truck, lock the doors, video him coming up to your truck doing whatever? But then I thought about that, and I could see why you ran. He could have come up to the truck and shot you.
Yeah.
So you probably did the right thing.
Yes.
Yes. Shoot Scott an email of that that plate.
Yeah.
I'll start there.
Okay.
Do you have his email address?
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
This audience is getting smarter every week. Unbelievable. Andrew, good luck with this. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Be safe.
No, but the video's everything. You knucklehead idiots out there, road ragers, let me tell you something. Are you so stupid that you don't realize that everybody has a camera? If they have a phone, they have a camera. Dial it back, because you're going to get caught. You just are, on video. I got to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and grab some more calls, and they're full today. MD Health and Wellness is another place where I've been twice in the last 3 weeks. I had to get back on track. I gained about 15 pounds. 10 of it's gone already. I'm back. I'm back to be an attractive stud to women everywhere. Okay, that's an exaggeration. But I feel better. I actually feel better already. I let myself get a little carried away. Got some of that weight back. Another week, 10 days. Be right back where I've been for the last couple of years for the most part. The other thing we're doing is reevaluating the testosterone level. So I'm going to get some pellets, little new dosage of testosterone. I don't know that I can understand why anybody would not want to admit that when you get older, there are certain things that you can't do and certain things you don't have anymore that you'd like to have, that things you'd like to be able to do, energy you'd like to have, sex drive you'd like to have, the ability to lose weight, which goes away when testosterone goes away. It becomes much tougher to lose weight. There's a whole lot that goes with this hormone balancing thing. Bioidentical replacement hormone therapy. That's what it's called, and that's what they do at MD Health and Wellness, in addition to helping you lose weight. This is all doctor-supervised. I think you'll be very impressed with the professionalism there. Hello to Tiffany at the front desk. I meant to put her on the air and just let her say hello to everybody, and I've forgotten it the last two times. I'll try to make that up next time. They're in Bridgeton. Go to this website and find out about all that they do to help you enjoy your life more. MDHealthWellness.com.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Accident westbound 64 between Kings Highway and Hampton. Eastbound 64 heavy at the Missouri Bank of the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44 backing up into Shrewsbury and volume eastbound 270 from Lindbergh to New Florissant. It's back at Buffalo Wild Wings. They always look forward to Wing Thursdays because every Thursday when you purchase a boneless wing, you get one free on any size order and hand spun in one of their 21 signature sauces. Dine in or take out. Restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Before I was running routes in Division I football, I enjoyed a great high school career. Even then, the best athletes were concerned with how they fueled their bodies and workouts. It truly is what makes a difference between good and great. One Nation Nutrition wants to help you parents by helping your athlete to excel in any sport and be their best. One Nation Nutrition can help you help them and make sure what they're putting in their bodies is safe, legal, and healthy. They don't put milkshakes in race cars, and you shouldn't be fueling up on that either. Good nutrition will help prevent injuries and give them the energy they need to have the best shot at achieving their goals. One Nation Nutrition in Wentzville, O'Fallon, and St. Peter's has meal replacements, post-workout recovery drinks, and energy bars to keep your athlete on track. Get to One Nation Nutrition today.
Check out any of the 3 One Nation Nutrition locations in Wentzville, O'Fallon, or St. Peter's. And make sure to come by the big party at 1127 Wentzville Parkway, July 28th from 11 to 3.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
All right, it's Thursday. We're back. Scott Sherman is here, and I guess Chuck? No, who's been holding longest? Yeah, Chuck. Chuck, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck.
I moved into a new subdivision, and I have, there's an HOA group. I have a service van, just like a heating and cooling service van. Bylaws say no commercial vehicles. We went back and forth. I sent them a letter saying that the Missouri Department of Revenue says a commercial vehicle is anything that's over 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight. They hired a lawyer. His response was commercial vehicle isn't defined so narrowly. So I went ahead and moved it because I believe they were setting me up for an injunction. And I found out through a couple neighbors that there had been some vehicles in our subdivision before I moved here that were able to put magnets on covering the company name. Now, I sent a letter to the trustee. His response is, this matter has been turned over to an attorney. Please contact him for more information. So he won't answer my questions of why I cannot use magnets to cover up my emblem.
HOAs are unbelievable. They really are. People work for a living, and sometimes they take a truck home. This is winnable. I think you can fight this. Scott, you can have this.
Have you seen the definition, if there is one, of commercial vehicle in the HOA?
It just states commercial. It doesn't say anything about lettering.
Well, it doesn't define it in the what that is.
Correct.
So then I guess you'd be looking to some other definition, including the one from the Missouri Department of Revenue.
Yes.
So you're arguing with the guy that's getting paid by the Homeowners Association that doesn't want you to have that.
Yeah,
I hate to have you spend money on something so stupid, but if the lawyer for the HOA won't talk to you, I'd try to send him a fax or an email so that you could prove that you asked him this question, especially if others have been doing the same thing or something similar. You might have
to
hire...
The lawyer will talk to me, but
yeah.
I haven't called him yet.
I wouldn't talk to him. I'd say... There's nothing that you can say on the phone that you couldn't write in an email and be much more precise and to the point and not get cross-examined by some D-bag who works for a homeowners association. And a lot of these lawyers, I know a fair amount of them. Some are decent people, and some are horse manure. I'd hate for you to talk to a horse manure HOA lawyer that's going to ping-pong you around. Send him an email with an attachment on the Department of Revenue definition, a copy of the HOA thing that doesn't have its definition, and ask him if they would agree for you to cover up the advertising with some kind of magnet like somebody else did. See what he says.
I don't even think you have to do that. My goodness, they didn't go to the trouble to define a commercial vehicle. This is on them. If there's somebody in that subdivision, Chuck, who's a car dealer and has dealer plates, that's a commercial vehicle. That Tahoe or that whatever it is, that is a commercial vehicle. It has a dealer plate on it. It's a sales tool. Okay? This is BS.
It is BS.
They did not define what a commercial vehicle means, yet the Department of Revenue does.
And do that. Send the email so you're not in a tit-for-tat with this guy that's going to try to twist things around, or gal, whoever this is.
Okay.
I also think that it's interesting because this has happened in these other homeowners groups. The mayor of a city that is a subdivision in St. Louis County had a big giant RV and then did the same thing with my client who works for a living and had lettering on that. And they did everything they could to get this guy to not have his vehicle, his work truck parked there while the mayor had the SUV. It was Elliot Davis-esque. They will screw with you unless you really have them nailed. So I would try it this way. And don't get in a conversation that later could come back on you. And if they shut you down then, give me an email, and I'll put you in touch with a real estate lawyer, or I'll look at it, or I'll send some emails for you.
Chuck,
I don't care.
Before we jump, you're sure that in the HOA whatever, they don't define commercial vehicle?
Correct.
They just say no commercial vehicles?
Correct.
Okay. I think that's where you're in the driver's seat here. Do you have Scott's email address?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Batting a thousand. Chuck, good luck with it. I don't think this is going to be much of an issue.
Unless they try to pull the old Webster's Dictionary versus the Department of Revenue definition on them. The Supreme Court does this a lot. Oh, there's no definition. Let's look at Webster's 27th Dictionary, and it says anything that's used in commerce. Then you've got what Frank has, which is any one of these, I call them St. Charles Cadillacs, these white SUV trucks, these white trucks, pickup trucks. All of those are used by people that do remodeling.
Unless they can find a definition somewhere that says any truck with signage on it is a commercial truck, unless they can find that.
No, they're going to be in real trouble by not defining their own thing, because then they're going to put almost everybody in Chuck's neighborhood into a commercial vehicle. Once the guy is like a carpenter or something, or he's some sort of a...
Chuck, if a guy is a carpenter and all his tools are on that truck, that's a commercial vehicle. There may not be a sign on it, but it's a commercial truck. So that guy's got to go.
Or a guy's a traveling salesman and he gets in his truck. That's a commercial truck.
He has a sample bag in his trunk of jewelry. That's a commercial vehicle.
So they got to be careful, because they didn't define it on which definition they like. And if they pick the definition that's broad enough, they're going to bring the entire pond into this problem that you've got.
Everybody's vehicle has to be put.
That would be his. That's why I don't want you to talk to him. That's why I want you to email him. Let their response dictate your next action. It's like Tai Chi or something.
All right, Chuck. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, we can work one more in here. I'm sure we can if we go quickly. Bill, welcome to 590. The Fan, say hello to Scott Sherman. Bill?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
How you doing, Scott?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I've got a, which probably be a quick one, but I came home, drove my car home, on the 3rd of July and pulled in around 4:30 into my driveway.
AM or PM? We can't hear you.
PM? Yep, PM.
Okay, something happened. You went filtered on us or something. We had you clear.
Can you hear me now?
You're back. Yeah, 4:30 PM. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife got home at 5:30 and said, "What happened to your car?" And I went out there, and I had these two big gouges in the driver's side door. And I was like, gosh, it looked almost like a door ding, but much deeper. And I figured at first I must have hit it. I just didn't notice it. But the next day, at the bottom of my driveway, I found a 10-inch long metal landscaping spike. So I put two and two together, and my neighbor across the street had a lawn service. This piece of metal clearly was hit by the lawnmower. It's like mangled. It was hit with some force. You can see a slice in it. It shot across the driveway, the street, and hit my side of my car. So I'm, but nobody saw it. I'm close. He's a good guy, and he's generally acknowledging, yeah, that's what it must have been. The lawn service is not so much, they're sort of, but I just don't know how to handle this. Should I be going directly to my neighbor, or do I deal with his lawn service, or?
I'll make this quick and I'll give it to Scott. I'd go directly to the lawn service. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes. This is a doctrine called res ipsa loquitur, which is Latin for the thing speaks for itself. You got landscaping equipment. You got a guy doing landscaping and driving in the area of this metal thing that belongs to him with his lawn cutting equipment. It's the landscape company's responsibility. I would go directly to them through their insurance. They have commercial insurance, I'm sure, or I hope.
Nope.
They do
they
not.
Don't have, and they do not. They were like, I think they're probably illegals, but they do not have insurance.
Okay.
And so
you're screwed.
You're making the claim against your own company, and you're paying the deductible if you have comprehensive. Do you have the comprehensive coverage on your car?
I do, but so my neighbor wouldn't be responsible since
they're not, unless your neighbor is supervising how they cut the grass.
What about homeowner's insurance since it was on his home property? Would that? No.
I mean,
Maybe. But again, what is the liability?
But here's the deal. This is no different than a deer running into your car. Your insurance, your auto insurance should cover this.
It's really
a tree falling
into
your
really
car.
It's really a control issue. The neighbor doesn't have any control over the independent contractor landscape.
No, forget the neighbor. But his car insurance should absolutely pay for this. This is no different than a tree falling on your car.
This is what this is. This is the tree fell, the deer hit you, the stuff that's nobody's fault. And you're going to cost you a deductible on it. And if they feel like subrogating and suing these guys that cut this grass, that's fine. The only thing I'd say to your neighbor is, hey, I got an idea. The next time I see your guys that are here uninsured, I'm going to call the police and check everybody's ID. You might want to give me my deductible.
All right, Bill, real quickly, since we're out of time, here's the thing. It's just like a tree fell on your car. Your insurance should cover this, minus the deductible. Absolutely should. A car can't go sideways. You didn't hit somebody going sideways.